sad.
Oh, did you watch it, Dave?
No.
Oh,
didn't see it.
The last Sex in the City. It's Friday night. I had all my girls round. Got some pizza and some wine. Oh, it was so sad. We watched the documentary beforehand, featuring loads of women and gay men talking about how much they love it. Oh, Alan, did you watch it?
Don't tell me I didn't see it.
Oh,
I taped it.
Oh, they all die. No! They all get shot and killed and die. And then, right, Carrie wakes up in the shower to realise that it was all just a horrible dream. There you go.
Really?
She doesn't wake up in the shower. That would be ridiculous. Why would she be sleeping in the shower? She wakes up and Bobby's in the shower. That's what it is. And she realises...
Bobby Ewing,
played
by Patrick Duffy, who was also the man from Atlantis.
And Carrie realises that everything that she thought her life was is rubbish. She's actually very, very wealthy and lives in Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
Ruined it now.
I'm sorry about that. Morning, everybody. I am a man, which means that I did not have to watch Sex in the City on Friday. I'd sit through most of the documentary when my girlfriend went, oh, I remember this bit. Oh, I remember this bit. Oh, I watched this one. Oh, I remember this bit. Good God.
Is your Sophie a big fan, then?
Well, no. I don't think she's seen any of the last series at all. But she was insistent on watching it. Anyway, luckily, I managed to escape. But I've got them taped on the Sky Plus on my planner, mm-hmm. and I've got to dub them off onto video for her, which means I'm going to, later on this afternoon, sit through Sex and the City. Rubbish! I like men with big ones. I don't like men with small ones. I like men who can do it all night. I don't like men... Who cares? Shut up. Slutty, tarty women. Why can't you be like women from the UK? Fake a headache and go to bed early while we go down the boozer. Now that's a TV show that I can relate to.
There's a boy.
Morning.
I know. He's a water dreamer.
LMC, you two take me to the clouds above.
Oh, I love Sex and the City. It's like my favorite show ever.
Because all the women relate to my life.
I think I'm more like Carrie than Dave, who do you think you relate to the most in Sex and the City?
Charlotte.
Oh, I love Charlotte. She's so spunky.
I only know that because I heard Colin talking about it yesterday, and I didn't know what the characters are called, but apparently Charlotte's a dark-haired one.
Yeah, I think she's the fittest one, innit?
Mm.
I heard Colin going on about that on Saturday, and he's right. She's the fittest one, innit?
Was that Saturday or yesterday? Saturday, maybe.
I was listening to Colin Edith on Saturday. By the way, beautiful moment from Edith Bowman relating to her audience, right? She gets a caller on.
Oh, no, can I guess what you're going to say?
I think you know exactly what I'm going to say. The night in, watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, she gets a caller on.
Hello?
And Edith goes, hello, Yanni. And the caller goes, yeah, thanks, yeah. So I stayed in Friday night and I watched Sex in the City and just had some pizza. And Edith goes, I did exactly the same, pizza and champagne. I was really waiting for the caller to go.
I thought that was odd.
Nah, pizza and just some really cheap Lambrusco. We can't afford champagne, Edith, darling, all right? How you doing with my audience here? Oh, not again, not again. So we were all there. Come on, let's be honest. Who wasn't at home on Friday night with pizza and Dom Perignon?
Pepperami and bubbles.
You were at Michael Jackson's house,
nope.
Right?
There
you go.
Nope.
It's a joke. I didn't think you were.
I wasn't real. I didn't even know him.
Well, I don't think he's there. So, you know, if he leaves the key under the mat, you can have the run of the place.
701.
Ferris wheel, all you like. Right, coming up then, Britney Spears. We'll start the show in a second. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. 7 o'clock.
The hospital's superbug is hitting children hard. Cooler later. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 4 minutes past seven.
Hello.
I'm
just about to choose a jingle, and something really freaky's happened.
Oh, dear.
Wow, look at that. On my computer screen, I now have colour temperature.
Okay, what is the colour temperature?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't know where it came from. Oh, my God.
It's blue for cold and red for hot.
Well, exit. There you go. Use the... Okay, here we go. Exit. No.
Ding.
Rachel, what the hell is going on? That's so weird. Everything was going fine, and then... See, look, you've broken it now, Rachel. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Come on, Rach.
No, you're changing the brightness, look. You've got to keep going down your menu.
You'll have to sing the
jingle. No, keep going down your menu.
I've got some sound effects I can play while we're waiting, if you want.
Right, go to exit. Use the plus or minus keys. Right, so here we go. Yay!
Well done.
So, I've only been working with this equipment for 2 years... And the screen suddenly disappears into something I've never seen before.
Nimone had problems this morning, apparently.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what you get from experience. So, 6 minutes past seven. So, already a backlash on the text messages from women going, you don't know what you're talking about. Sex and the City is great. It's so like my life. It's not like your life at all. I don't understand these women and go, oh, I really relate to the characters. No, you don't. And I saw a bit of that documentary about it, and the woman who writes it, God! She looks like the kind of woman who's never had sex in her life! So all these women moaning, going, oh, you don't understand about Sex in the City, near it. No, I don't understand about Sex in the City at all, because I'm not a single dog with nothing better to do on a Friday night. Calm down!
We're here to entertain you, each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning,
I'm feeling love from the women. That'll start upping the figures there, Dave. Right there.
81199. Every the text number.
Every woman hates me. Every man agrees with me. Sex and the 30, it's just so like my life. Shut up.
Baby, can't you see?
Take it, the Sex and the City lines went down really well with our Sex and the City fan audience.
Surprisingly, actually, there was a lot more love on the text than I expected.
Was there really?
A lot of people saying, I'm single and I agree with you, Chris. It's a load of pretentious drivel.
Shall I tell the truth?
Yeah.
I've never really seen it. Might be quite funny, but I've just never seen it. It's just the kind of show that, when you watch it, I don't think as a bloke you can watch it with your missus or any kind of female.
Mm.
It's like... It's the same feeling even watching the documentary, half of the documentary with Sophie, I got the same feeling that I used to get when I was a kid at Mum and Dad's house and a sex scene would come on TV.
And you feel embarrassed, don't you?
Yeah. I don't need a TV show with four American women talking about how inadequate men are. I don't need that at all. Thank you very much. I don't need a show going, of course size matters. Oh, yeah, of course they've got to do it for an hour or they're not a real man. Oh, of course, men don't need this stuff getting out. We're happy with the, you know, whilst women are still not 100% sure of these things, that's fine with us. We don't need someone telling the truth.
We like to be mysterious.
Damn
and
right.
Something of an enigma.
Well, you don't need to worry about it now, because it's finished.
Well,
yeah,
this
but we're
is
talking
it.
About life in generally. In generally?
In general.
We like to be more complex and enigmatic.
Right.
Is that the right word?
I have no idea.
Sounds good, though, doesn't it?
Still sounds funny.
So anyway, so talk about TV shows. I got sent the second series of 24 the other day, and Alan has assured me that I shouldn't watch the second series without seeing the first series, which means now I've got to go out and buy that, just so I can watch the free second series.
That makes sense, though, doesn't it, to see them in chronological order?
Well, apparently. Although I was told that you could watch the second one, but then you should really watch the first one if you can.
I think
but
we need to start from scratch again.
It's not like going, all right, well, I'll watch... you know, the last series of Friends, which you can watch in about an hour and a half, because all the episodes are about 20 minutes long. Each one is an hour long, and there's 24 episodes, i.e. 24.
And then once we start it, we can start talking about it and being really topical and relating to the audience.
We can be
4 years behind the thing. Oh, God, yeah, I can't believe. Don't tell me what happens.
Don't tell me what happens in episode 4 of series 1. Chris, we're on series 3. I know, but, you know, I'm not into fads. I discover things at my own pace. I'm going to tell you about this brand new band I've just discovered called Coldplay. They're going to be huge. So that's my big thing. I'm going to go and buy the first series of 24, and then the rest of my afternoons I'll just spend sitting on the couch. So no change there then, I suppose.
Hey, this is Pharrell Williams. And we have any idea?
Yeah, Rachel finds Pharrell Williams very, very sexy. Explain that.
There's something really cool about him.
He's cool, but he's an arse.
Yeah, but he still looks nice.
Is he more cool than us, do you think?
Oh, look, don't be ridiculous. This conversation off air.
It's completely different, Dave. NERD and she wants to move. It's 20 past seven.
soothing tones of O Mio Bambino Carol. One of my favourites, Dave.
Bambino Carol?
Eh? O Mio Bambino Carol. If you please.
You like this, don't you, Alice?
I find it funny.
Find it funny?
Yeah.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
They're just, the words are so tragic and we're all there relaxing to it every morning.
We don't even speak Italian.
There's like one line in it which is a bit tragic. It's not that bad. It's opera though, isn't it? It's meant to be tragic.
I bet Pharrell knows what they're saying.
He doesn't. He can hardly speak English.
Or he's in a remix.
He can hardly speak English. That's a bit harsh. Just because he's American and they spell weather differently.
And they say aluminum instead of aluminium.
And they say vacation instead of holiday.
And sidewalk instead of pavement.
And trunk instead of boot.
And hood instead of bonnet. 721.
And mofo instead of idiot. They've got different words for everything. And they have the nerve to call it English. Shut it. Yankee doodles.
We invented language. And football.
Right, so straight in then, Alan, Dave and Rachel, all buzz when they have had enough of the following record. You buzz by texting in 81199. Text buzz off to 81199. Right?
Right.
So when you've had enough of the following track, text buzz off to 81199. Thank you. The semi-rules apply today, as in if you like it, you can just text ACE to 81199, right? Right. ACE if you like it, buzz off if you don't like it. You ready?
Yep.
Like it, Dave? Drums! From my mini-disc collection at home.
Good record, Dave.
Yes. Reef.
Some people born to criticize. It's just a song, get on it. Do not forget your animal, so let it out. I gotta feel it and set the record straight, cause I'm singing to set the record straight. I gotta feel it and set the record straight.
You have to-
they're wrong.
Buzz. Can't play all of it, can you?
I heard Buzz. Okay.
No, I can't play all of it.
Fantastic record.
There you go, Rafe. A mini-disc, look, for my mini-disc collection.
Very nice.
It's a second holiday with me.
I bought mini-disc. Wow. I thought you meant, like, you know, a blank mini-disc that you put it on that you liked.
No, but actually proper mini-disc, yeah.
I haven't seen that before.
An interesting bit of trivia. We once performed that record with Reef.
I played drums.
And I played...
he threw the guitar off the stage and it broke up and everything.
Roadshow Nuki, when we were the Sultans of the Seaside, and they forgot all their
Sultans
instruments.
Sultans of the Seaside.
Yeah, we were... That was back in the glory days.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we did it. Reef from the album Getaway, that set the record straight. Thank you very much for your votes. More people liked it than didn't, though, I think.
It's a good thing.
I think so. 727. Mark and Lard on Radio 1. She's in the UK. I don't know if she's in today, but I know she's performing tomorrow night because Alan's going to see her. Alan likes a bit of Pink, you know. Mm. Loves the album, knows all the words, everything. Good. Morning, Pinky, if you're listening, although I doubt that very much.
She might be up early.
You never know.
Or listening on the internet.
Real good. I love Chris Miles, he's so cool. She's not actually talking like that. Pink, Willie Morbit and Feel Good Time. BBC. Newsbeat. We'll play that great record from the Rasmus and the Shadows in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
And the main news, there's been a big rise in the number of children in... Anyone in England and Wales who fails to pay a fine or a fixed penalty notice could soon be arrested. It's part of a clampdown on unpaid fines. Around £350 million is owed to the courts.
I've got to pay a fine.
For what?
Parking fine.
You could be arrested.
I'll pay it, don't worry.
Could be. Be arrested.
No, what?
Be good for the show.
For the show?
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
Other news around this morning. Dozens of police have been attacked by Portsmouth fans after the South Coast Derby at Fratton Park. Cars were damaged, shop windows were smashed. One man ended up in hospital.
That's a shame.
It is. And Beyonce has been named Female Entertainer of the Year at this weekend's Soul Train Awards.
Oi, Baldy.
What?
You cut me off.
What?
I had a point to make.
Go on then.
I was saying that's a shame.
It is a
because,
shame.
You know, sorry to the Southampton fans, but that's a great win for Portsmouth. A, they haven't beaten Southampton for like 12 years, and B, the three very, very, very important points that they needed, right? So all credit where credit's due, and they should have enjoyed it lovely. And it's a shame that a few D-heads and idiots ruined it by causing a bit of a ruckus.
It is.
Because Portsmouth fans should have been able to just enjoy their glory without being reported on the radio the next day that some idiots caused trouble. But it's fine, you interrupt me and I won't make that point.
No, it's fine, I'll just crack on.
Go on, say that rubbish you were saying about Beyonce or something.
Beyonce has been named Female Entertainer of the Year at this weekend's Soul Train Awards.
Who are we?
Outkast got two honours, including Album of the Year.
Wow.
Janet Jackson picked up an achievement honour for her 30 years in the business. Whoa. She says it's all down to the power of endurance.
We black women possess a special, indestructible strength that allows us to not only get down, but to get up, to get through, and to get over. I truly thank God for that strength.
30 years?
I'm sorry. What the hell was she on about?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
We black women possess a special, indestructible strength that allows us to not only get down, but to get up, to get through, and to get over. I truly thank God for that strength.
Is she talking about an obstacle course? Black women have a special strength to get down, get up, get through, and get over. Eh? Get off, love.
The main sports news is Rio Ferdinand's decision not to appeal against his 8-month ban. He says that's it, it's finished. He's told The Sun that he feels a little let down by people after the 3-man panel upheld the suspension last week.
I'll tell you what, though, you know Rio possesses a special strength which enables him to get down and get funky.
Great. He's on The Real Story tonight on BBC One at 7:30. He's decided it's time his case came to an end. Now, the last time Portsmouth beat Southampton at Fratton Park was in 1963. 1-0 the score at Fratton Park in the Barclay Card Premiership. I was just checking it out to move them level on points with Leicester. It's Leeds against Man City tonight.
Yes!
Millwall thrashed West Ham 4-1 and Blackpool won the LDV Vans Trophy. Next up for Celtic is their trip to the Nou Camp and Barcelona in the UEFA Cup. It follows their 4-0 win over Hibs at Easter Road. Here's Martin O'Neill.
It'll be a game for us to go and try and savour, and we'll give it everything we possibly can. If the gods are not on our side, well, we can't do anything about it. They'll be hard to crack, of course.
Livingston beat Aberdeen 2-1.
Can I just say, by the
2-1,
way?
2-1, yeah.
I think Millwall are going to the Premiership next season.
Do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
I think they're going to do it.
Do you think they'll win the FA Cup?
Do you know, I think they're going to win everything this year.
Do you think Leeds will stay up?
Let's hear about that cricket news.
Yeah, England, they resume the second test against the West Indies today on 300-6. That's a first innings lead of 92. Graham Thorpe's 81 not out. Ashley Giles is still there on 28. This is Nasser Hussain.
We're in a good position at the moment, but same as Sabina, we do not want to be chasing too many in the last innings in the Caribbean.
And the one-day series between Pakistan and India will be decided on Wednesday. India levelled the series at 2-2 after their 5-wicket win in Lahore. Just quickly, Tim Henman lost the final of the Masters Series event in Indian Wells in straight sets to Roger Federer. Scotland were battered by France in the RBS Six Nations. And in the Tetley Super League, there were wins for Bradford, Warrington and Hull.
And the weather pretty windy again this morning. Heavy showers in the north and the west with some hail and thunder, turning colder later.
One road travel.
No motorway Monday, so it's the A523 in Stafford here this morning. The road is closed both ways at the junction with Portland Street North. That's in Leek.
One road travel on Radio 1.
And the time now is 7:37.
Chris Miles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation.
Get up, get down, get through, get over it.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
God bless Janet Jackson, eh? What a legend she is, what a woman. Get up, get down, get funky. Let's get fit and get dancing. 7:37. Message from Ben on the M4. There's a guy in Elvis suit directing traffic at the Swindon Hospital roundabout. Nuts. What about him? But I'll pass it on to Dominic and he can look into that for 8:30's One Road Travel, which won't make any difference at all. Tell the time, Dave.
7:45.
This is the official Chart Show
with Wes
on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Morning!
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. You sound so much better than you did 90 seconds ago.
Here I am.
He's setting up now.
Here I am, bright and breezy.
He's just...
wide awake.
He's on the phone and he goes, morning. Rachel goes, he's lying down, isn't there? So you're lying down, he goes, I'm still under the duvet. Get up, you're going to be on national radio in about a minute and a half. See, now you sound all right.
Thank you, Chris. No, nice. I'm wide awake.
All right, so I believe you did one of your regular weekly activities on Friday night.
What was this?
Lost your mobile phone again.
Oh, yeah, that.
Seriously, why don't you just put it on a handcuff? One handcuff, right, attached to your phone. You'll never lose it.
I didn't used to lose it, actually. It's only recently I've started to lose my mobile every week.
Every week?
I don't know.
How many times have you lost it now?
About 14.
Seriously, dude, what's wrong with you?
Dunno. I left it in my car, but I didn't realise until the Saturday.
Right, so you didn't lose it at all then?
Well, I did lose it because I didn't know where it was.
Were you ringing it?
I was ringing it and everything, yeah.
And it was in your
car?
And
then on the Saturday, it got into my car and then I realised I'd put it in the
Don't say where. You know, and the burglars and robbers to know...
Well, it's not there now because I'm on it.
Right, well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get your underfloor heating sorted out, by the way?
Oh, yeah, thanks very much for that. Yeah, after talking about it on the Nation's Biggest Breakfast Show...
Hello.
I heard what, a call Wogan? From the... What?
You were on Wogan talking about it as well?
I was on Wogan. I was trying to big your show up then.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I had somebody call me up who actually fitted the underfloor heating in my flat, it turned out.
Somebody actually texted in just after that, Wes, talking about you and your newfangled underfloor heating and pointed out the fact that underfloor heating was actually invented by the Romans.
You're joking.
No, it's true.
Wow. Didn't know that.
What have the Romans ever done for us, exactly? So was that a good chart yesterday?
It was all right. It was quite nice, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Quite thoroughly enjoyable?
Thoroughly enjoyable,
How did Nickelback get on?
Do you hear about this?
Well, no, all I know is that I heard you the other morning going, I love that record, what a great record, that record is brilliant, Nickelback, it's great.
Yeah, there was that.
Stormed into the chart with a bullet, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it was 38, 39.
Disappointing result for the fellas.
Number 39.
But Scott Mills had this psychic on from the Isle of Wight yesterday, right, at the end of his show, who was going to predict the new chart entries, right?
Right.
And she was rubbish. She was absolutely terrible. And I was saying when she was doing her predictions, I was going, get her off, because she's rubbish. She said, he went, so Usher, where do you think Usher will get to later? And she went, oh, I can see in my crystal ball, he's not going to do well. It's, I reckon, number 47.
47, where did Usher get to?
Number one.
There you go.
She obviously didn't have access to the midweeks, Wes.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It says, does this psychic have anything to do with the current radar figures?
I don't know.
Little industry joke there for all the DJs driving to work.
Modern.
Very good.
All right, then, do you want to run down the top 10?
Please.
Let me just check, first of all, if the number one is tagged, and then you can hot rocking.
No, it's got no intro. I can't do it.
Okay, hang on.
Peace up, A-Town.
Right, okay, good.
Oh, actually, you could play it in, and then after he does his... What do you say at the beginning of that record, by the way?
Peace up.
Peace up. A-Town.
Peace up.
Not like a night on the pop.
No.
That's different.
Peace up, A-Town.
Peace up, A-Town who?
Peace up, A-Town.
Because then you can sort of jock it until 3:32 on that record.
Now, only a chart guy would know that fact.
You see, I'm just so professional.
All right, let's do the top 10 then. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Hang on. Here we go then.
This week's top 10 with DJ Wes on Radio 1.
Number 10 is down 4, Hey Mama Black Eyed Peas. Down 5 and number 9 is Mysterious Girl from Peter Andre. Down 5 and number 8 as well, Baby I Love You from J-Lo. 7's a non-mover, Jamelia, Thank You. 6 is down 1, I can't read my writing, Enrique and Kelly's Not In Love.
Good.
5 is brand new, Eddie RD, She Wants To Move. Down 2 and number 4 is Britney Spears and Toxic. 3 was brand new from Will Young, Your Game.
I am.
You are what?
Game for a laugh.
Yeah. Right. Down 1 and number 2 is Cha Cha Slide from DJ Casper. That means at number 1, it's Yeah from Usher, Lil Jon and Ludacris. It's brand new.
Have you met Lil Jon?
He was in Robin Hood, wasn't he?
I don't know what he said. No, I can't do that line.
I haven't met him, no.
You've got some funky videos, Dave, you're in there. Right, I'm going to play the record then, and you're going to hit the vocal with your number one intro and your plug for your own show. You ready?
I'm going to try. The trouble is, right, it's a very bad line, so if I don't do it, it's not because I'm rubbish or anything. It's just because I can't hear.
Here we go.
Music.
Peace up, A-Town.
So the official chart show is back this Sunday, 4 o'clock, Radio 1. Okay, don't forget, Sunday, 4 o'clock, Radio 1 with me, Wes. In the meantime, on the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show, this is Usher, Lil Jon and Ludacris, brand new, the official number one.
In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI.
I do like this record, but I wish I'd answer that bloody phone in the background. Very, very annoying.
Take that and rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Usher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
What?
Dave Pierce, I was what mouthing at you.
What about him?
I'm mad at you.
Look, he has an Usher special tonight.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got an Usher special tonight, Dave.
That sounds good.
There you go.
And?
And?
He has an interview with Usher.
He's got an interview with Usher tonight. You know, on the, because you'd have thought on the Usher special,
he'd have an interview with.
If he got an interview with Kylie, what a crap Usher special that would have been.
And
Dave,
you can win tickets to the concert and meet him.
That really, you know, is an Usher special
tonight from 6.
If ever there was an Usher show that deserved the tag special,
it's that one.
It's that one.
Excellent.
It's like Usher o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah.
You, me, tickets to see him live and a chance to meet him. It must be an Usher special.
You missed out the interview as well.
At the interview! Wow!
How exciting.
Anyway, he's the UK's official number one. And congratulations to Nickelback. Straight in with a bulletin. 39, or whatever it was. Mm. They must be very proud.
Rock on, fellas.
Chad.
Chad.
Who's called Chad?
The lead singer of Nickelback.
Chad
Kroger. Oh, get with it, Dave.
Oh, God, I'm so out of touch.
I like that record, though. I don't mind that. Yeah.
I love it, too.
I know they're all right. They're the Spin Doctors of the day, aren't they?
I think that's a bit harsh on the Spin Doctors. Not that I don't like it, Rachel.
What's up, this is Chad.
Yes, I do.
This is our band, Nickelback. This is our new single. Well, I hope you buy it. The last one only got to 39. 2, 3, 4.
He just sing like he's straining on the toilet. You know those. You know some days. I don't want to talk about bowel movements all morning, but sometimes you get those ones that are a bit of a. You know, it's a bit of a struggle.
Bit of a chore.
Yeah. Now you've got to work it a little bit.
Now you might. There you go.
The UK's home of live news.
Five Live.
I like the idea that Five Live got a massive big promotion going on at the moment. They choose Chappers to do the tag. Although he was good last night. Do you know anything about him? You know when you hear him on 606? Mm. He always laughs at the callers, right? Dave is in Liverpool. Hello, Dave. Hi, Chappers. How are you? I'm all right. So relieved, actually. Yeah. On laughing gas. Anyway, talking of football, big game tonight, Leeds Man City at Elland Road. Prediction? Huh?
Score prediction?
That's right. 7:58 now.
He seemed impressed by the way you came in.
You know, Dave, I've only had one cup of tea today. This is Rachel's rubbish.
I've had two.
Have you?
Hmm.
That's well out of order. How come he had an extra tea, Rach? I've had one. I had one. Where's my other one?
Huh?
Is it one of those special invisible teas, is it? Huh? No points at Weight Watchers, those invisible teas. Great record, Strokes and Reptilia. BBC Radio 1. Loco next, a great record from a couple of years ago. Let's get some news and some sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
Worries over how the superbug is hitting... And the weather, another windy one this morning. Some heavy showers in the north and the west. Hail and thunder there at times too, turning cooler later on. Don't know why that's making me laugh, but it is. You're doing farting noises. It's 4 minutes past 8 now. It's good.
Is your missus break wind?
No, never. I don't think women do generally, do they?
Juliet, do you? That's a yes?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Definitely not.
Yeah. My girlfriend doesn't.
No.
Although she can belt for Britain.
All women do.
So if I'm just sitting there watching TV and she'll just go, oh, excuse me.
That's
I'm like, no,
awful.
Hang on. You say excuse me if you just go, well, oh, God, sorry, that came out. So if we'll go, oh, excuse me, I don't know where that came from. He carried it on for half an hour.
That's horrible.
Couldn't hear EastEnders, that burp was so long.
And I was eating peanut butter on toast when you were talking about what you were talking about just before the news at 8 o'clock
as well.
I'm
going for a poo-poo.
What, yeah. did the talk
sitting
about...
on the toilet's really straining.
Was it the Nickelback talk?
I think it was,
your breakfast.
Rachel just said when he goes to the toilet now, you can just say, I'm just going for a Chad.
Cheeky Chad.
Just going for a Chad Kroger.
I might use that, it's quite a nice line.
And you're a father.
I know.
Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bit... Oh, by the way, happy birthday to my mate Martin. He might be at work now. Morning, Martin. But he might even not be at work. It was his birthday at the weekend. And we had a nice... I went to see him and surprised him. And you know what the surprise was?
No.
Didn't buy him a card. But we had a nice night. And it was lovely. And he kept falling over.
Why? They had balance problems. Oh, I see, because before he was drinking ale. Mm-hmm.
Before he was drinking ale, mm-hmm. Kind of yeah. Sentence was that?
I heard that. It's a Public Enemy track.
Yeah.
He was drinking ale.
Mm-hmm. Crazy mofo.
It's another piece out of one of their 80s numbers. We have a big announcement to make coming up in, what, 2 records time?
Yep. Yeah.
And also, I might talk about my big news from Friday, which none of you know about, which I'm very, very, very excited about.
Are you pregnant?
Huh?
Are you pregnant?
Am I pregnant, Rachel? No. Are you jobless? Yes.
Oh.
Friday, I had a bit of a business venture, which was quite successful.
Really?
I'm quite pleased about that, yeah.
Oh, did you do you know what?
What?
You know.
No, what?
Yes.
This is something that none of you know about.
Is it not what you told me about?
No, this is something that none of you know about. But I've been involved in a business venture for the last couple of months. On Friday, the deal went through, and everything is great.
Instead of guess who, should we play guess what?
It's not going to take a genius, is it?
You're managing Nickelback.
I had to go... the weekend I had to go to Leeds
yeah.
for Mother's Day. But I didn't, obviously. I went up on Saturday, had a few things sorted out, and it was all great.
Mother's Eve?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us then.
What?
Come on.
Come on.
What?
What you did, your venture.
Juliet knows. Oh, she can guess. What business venture would I maybe have been happy about that went on Friday?
You set up a hot dog stall.
What?
You set up a hot dog stall in Leeds.
I'm one of the owners of Leeds United.
You're not.
I am.
You're not.
I really am. I'm part of the consortium.
Are you?
Yeah. Brilliant.
Is he heck?
I'm telling you. If you want, I can ring Mark Viduka now. He has to answer. I'm his boss. And the whole thing's great. We're going to mow down Ellen Road and turn it into the biggest McDonald's Leeds has ever seen. But we'll have a pitch out the back. So you can drive through and pick up your burgers and cheer on the lads at the same time.
McLeeds United.
What?
McLeeds United.
Exactly right.
No, I didn't really. I'm only joking. I just thought I'd get everybody worked out.
I didn't really think you had.
No, I know. I haven't got a pot to... I haven't got a pot.
Seriously?
Yeah?
Yeah. Newsbeat
were about to do a pot to
peace up. Hey, town.
But I just wanted to say, I think that's really good news for Leeds United. Thursday night, we had debts of 100 million. Friday night, we had a fella who's in charge of the club wearing glasses on a chain around his neck. Marching on together!
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
9 minutes past 8, we'll do our big announcement in 2 records time. Maloko being the first of the two. Out today. Loco before that and sing it back. 8:17. Monday morning, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris, this is Dave.
Hello.
And Alad.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hello.
Through the glass are Dominic and Juliet, our news and sport experts, under the watchful eye of news boss man today, Adrian Pearce, who has the most ridiculous spectacles you've ever seen in your life. For a man who's wearing huge spectacles, how did you not see that shirt coming?
He looks a little bit Jarvis Cocker today, I think.
You know, Vic Reeves, when he plays the police boss in Catterick, with the great big goggles in the eyes. Oh, my God! He looks like that. Look at them! Oh, my God! You look like both the two Ronnies in one pair. How thick are those? Good God. They really suit you. Did you buy them on your own? No, you had someone with you when you bought them.
Right.
They hate you. They are not a friend.
Are they tortoiseshell friends?
They don't like you. Seriously, man. We've got to get you some decent specs. Look at that. Are they heavy? No, they're not. Anyway, welcome to the team for the week. I hope you have a great week working on the show. Moving on. So far, we've done a show in Newcastle in January. Last month, we went to Southampton. Friday morning, we're going to do the show from somewhere else. It's now become our regular little trip. The last Friday of every month, we do the show from somewhere different throughout the UK. Right, Newcastle was because they had no posters, no billboards up there. So we took our truck up there with our billboard on both sides of the huge truck. Southampton was kind of like a half-assed idea about going... You bought a tape there or something.
Mm.
But again, we brought the truck. So where do we go next? It's time to find out.
Kick.
What we have here is... we have a roulette wheel.
It's a wheel of chance.
Right. With loads of towns and cities around the UK.
Yep.
All in every one of the numbered slots,
mm-hmm.
for want of a better phrase. Right?
Yep.
So we're going to put the ball in, spin it round, and where the ball lands is where we will do the show from, studios and money permitting.
Where the ball goes, nobody knows.
And as long as it's not a hellhole, right? We're not doing it.
You just spin again if it's somewhere horrible.
We're not doing somewhere rough.
Is Wales in there?
Huh?
Is a Wales city?
Wales is not in there, but places in Wales are.
Good.
Not just like, there's not like a, it doesn't say Wales.
Right.
It's more kind of, here you go, look.
Specific than that, isn't
it? Cardiff, Swansea, Aberystwyth.
Yay! Is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Kidderminster, yes, Rachel is there.
Good.
Where Kidderminster is there.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, can you hear me? Hello.
Yep.
Sorry, I'll turn my mic up. So we're going to decide where we're going to go. Well, we're not just going to decide. The ball of fate is going to decide.
On the wheel of chance.
That's right. Place your bets, please. Roll up, roll up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, I when they suggested the idea of a roulette wheel to choose where we want to go, I wanted to do red or black. Las Vegas on one, Barbados on the other. And on zero, the beautiful island of Maui. But... apparently, no. There is no budget for breakfast. We're not going to get to those places. Right, so I want complete silence, okay, as we get the wheel going and throw the ball in. Are you ready?
Yep.
Where are we going to go? Mystic roulette ball. Number 22. I don't know.
I think it was 22.
Overlong sound effect. So Liverpool it is then. Friday morning we will do this show live from Liverpool, which will be BBC Radio Merseyside then.
Yep.
Lovely. So we need you to text in and tell us where to go on Thursday night. Usual jokes. Apply, obviously. Hey, go to hell, you fat Leeds fan, and all that. Obviously, a few facts about the show for people in Liverpool. If you're an Everton fan, so is Comedy Dave.
Hello.
If you're a Liverpool fan, so is our newsreader, Dominic Byrne. If you don't like football, we have Allard.
Hello.
If you like alcohol, cream cakes, donuts, sitting around on the couch, not really doing much, there's me. He thought I was going to go with you. And Rachel.
We can relate to everybody. We're a broad church.
If you're a karaoke fan, there's Rachel.
Yeah.
We could start celebrating my birthday.
If you like... if you your hair is more than one colour, we have Juliet.
Two-tone.
So, Liverpool it is then, everybody.
So what, we get the train up on Thursday after the show. Thursday night in Liverpool. Friday do the show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We bring our truck. Drive Allard around in the truck. See, let's see if we can make it from Anfield to Goodison Park in half an hour.
You can do that, Allard?
I don't know. Are they far?
Well, yeah, miles away.
Really?
Miles away, yeah.
What colour are they?
What colour are what?
The two teams. Do I need to be dressed?
Well, if anybody can be bothered to make a football top which is half Liverpool, half Everton.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds good.
Why?
Do they hate each other or love each other?
It's actually not. It's the two clubs for a long time have made a point of having peace and harmony for all football lovers right. In the Liverpool area.
Well, occasionally it kicks off, but not that often.
Dave, I'm trying... Sorry. Did you not hear me? I was trying to be
right.
All... But that's true.
Mm.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll have half and half then.
Whether you're a Liverpool fan or an Everton fan, you're still a football fan.
Okay.
See that?
Do they do woo-woos in Liverpool?
I'm not getting my head kicked in. What?
Do they do woo-woos in Liverpool?
I'm sure in certain bars, yes, they do.
Cool.
Liver-woos.
Yay!
Woo-woo-poos. No. So, Liverpool then. Okay. Where do we go on Thursday night? Text in 81199 or email chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Liverpool is where we're going Friday morning this week. It's 8:24. This is a song that's really grown on me. It's the Peter Doherty and Wolfman record. Out in April, this is for lovers.
I'm running away. That's all I ever.
Nice record.
Just for today.
It's called For Lovers.
This is for love.
It's your man from the Libertines and Wolfman from Gladiators. Or from X-Men. Lovely fancy.
This is for love.
12th of April it's out. It's a great record. For Lovers. And it's for F-O-R, right? Not 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not greedy around.
This is for love.
This is for lovers, Tony, Sheila, Tracy Martin. It's not like that.
Running away.
Just so you know, right? 8:27, so Liverpool, Friday morning, we'll do the show live from there. We'll talk about more about that. Here's Just Stone for you now. Just Stone, fell in love with a boy. We'll play that for you if you've recently fallen in love with a boy. Why not? Write a song about it. You too can be like Just Stone.
Oh, there's a pretend.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Right, some more Liverpool talk coming up then in the next half hour. And if you're very lucky, we have a new competition, which is all Rachel's idea and nothing to do with me and Dave. Yeah, Rachel?
Safety first.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wash my hands of that one. Play Boogie Pimps and Sugar Babes up next. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news, there's been a big rise. And the time now on Radio 1 is exactly 8:36.
Very bad of you.
Why, what?
That's the same word for word, the same as the 7:30 one road travel.
It always is. I can't change it. What it is.
Have you not updated it? Have you not checked it?
We've checked it, and the situation is as it was.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Would you put your money where your mouth is?
I'd stick a quid in.
Really?
Yeah.
Could be dangerous.
There's roadworks there, you see, so I'm sure it is as it is.
Quite often get traffic problems in Leek.
You do?
Roadworks and stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Dave, you do get roadworks in most major places.
No, but particularly, I've been through Leek a few times, and there's quite often get traffic problems there. It's quite congested.
Why is that? Is that the geography of the place?
It's not that big.
Quite a twisty little town, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite,
oh, my God, what the hell are you three on about?
Leek in Staffordshire.
You get traffic problems and roadworks everywhere!
Yeah, but more in Leek,
I think. No, you don't!
Are you saying certain problems unique to Leek?
No!
They're windy roads.
Hello, by the way, to anyone who was stuck on the M1 yesterday, like I was, 4 hours in the services, Eatma, Kentucky, and then the traffic was a nightmare as well.
Good.
And then they're doing roadworks on the M1, right at the bottom, the London bit.
Mm.
I hate that. 40 miles an hour.
That's stupid.
Huh? It's 40 miles an hour. That's ridiculous. Why don't they just keep it at 80? Do you know what I mean?
70.
Eh?
70.
Well, you're kidding. 8:37. Right, so Liverpool then, where are we going to go on Thursday night? 81199, send us a text. We're in Liverpool Thursday night. We're doing the show from Radio Merseyside Friday morning. Where should we go? 81199, text us now. Boogie Pimps and Sugar Babes coming up.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Thank you.
just waking up. Lazy gets 8:44. If you meant to start work today at 8, you're going to be late. That's my prediction. Monday morning, blah, blah, blah. All right, DJ talk, fill in there. Big, 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 big Leeds game tonight. As somebody texted in to Chappers on 606 on 5 Live last night. Note to Robbie Fowler, please, bearing in mind that we're still paying you 10 grand a week. Can you play tonight like you did for us when you had the Leeds shirt on? Thank you, that would be great. Although I like Robbie Fowler. Still like him. Apparently meant to be a lovely fella.
You just hope he has a nightmare tonight, don't you?
You might be listening. Hello to all the Man City players. If you're up and listening, I don't know what time they'd head up.
They're probably up there now.
Morning, all the Man City players. You know, seriously, you need to help us out, you know? You had a nice win last week, so really, you deserve, you know, to give that win to us.
But they're not out of the woods yet either, so they're not going to give you any points.
Don't remind them of that. We need the points, thank you.
Marginally more than them.
What do points make? Money at the moment and staying up, obviously. Right, 8:45. Ready for our brand new feature?
Yep.
Which is all Rachel's idea. Rachel, our producer, it is all her idea. Let's play
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, hit. Rachel, explain to the audience exactly how this feature came about, Spot the Difference.
Well, I was reading through chat. Do you want me to use that bit?
Yeah, and tell the story.
Inspired by their feature, Spot the Difference, which I think you find in other kind of magazines that are available.
Yeah, other magazines for Spot the Difference are available.
I thought we could go from paper into radio.
Wow.
So take a picture-based feature and make it an audio treat.
Yeah.
But how would that work, Rachel? Mm.
Well, instead of having pictures where two things are different, where one has...
One is different to another?
Yes.
Yes.
We have two clips.
Right. You're really describing this very well.
Well, I didn't know you were going to make me explain it, you see.
This is, by the way, how she explained it to us the other day.
So
I'm amazed it made it on the air.
We take a clip of a popular programme.
Right.
For example, EastEnders.
Okay.
We play the clip.
Yes.
And then we play it again.
Yes.
With some subtle differences.
Ah, differences. So is more than one?
Possibly.
Well, I think you just said that now. He's giving it away, haven't he?
Yeah, but I might have been tricking you.
Oh, you naughty, naughty woman. You naughty, naughty woman. Right, so, here is the clip without the differences, all right? So, enjoy... Well, go on.
I think people might need a pen and paper.
Oh, do they? How many bloody differences are there?
Well, you never know.
Right, okay. Pen and paper at the ready. Here is the Spot the Difference audio without the differences.
What's got into you?
I have trouble understanding what goes on inside your sick little head.
But me and you are on the same wavelength, Paul.
Don't kid yourself, darling.
Look, if you and Natalie are having problems, that is not my fault. You need to get over yourself, all right? And while you're at it, quit playing the innocent. We're in this together, Paul. That's just the way it's got to be.
Okay. Very exciting.
Mm.
All right. So we're now going to play that audio again. But you have to spot
the difference.
As Rachel has given a clue, though, maybe the more than one.
Only maybe.
Oh, well, you said it now, Dippy. All right. Okay. Can you spot the difference?
What's got into you?
I have trouble understanding what goes on inside your sick little head.
But me and you are on the same wavelength, Paul.
Don't kid yourself, darling.
Look, if you and Natalie are having problems, that is not my fault. You need to get over yourself, all right? And while you're at it, quit playing the innocent. We're in this together, Paul. That's just the way it's got to be.
There you go.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Says. Right, so if you think you know, then on the phones, 08700 100 100, our Spot the Difference expert, Alan, is taking your calls. Did you spot a difference? Did you spot differences? 08700 100 100, I'm getting a thing subliminally in my mind, king of tickets. Oh, Rachel, what?
I don't think so.
08700 100 100, did you spot the difference or differences? Call now.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
One
man from Snow Patrol. It's true, you know. It's right what he says.
What?
About hearing your stuff on the radio. I hear that from a lot of bands. And it's nice of him to thank Colin Murray and Edith Bowman, Joe Wiley, Zane Lowe, Sarah Cox, Mark and Lard, Dave Pearce, Pete Tong, Judge Jules, Bernie, Mary Ann Hart, Dixie Peach, Terry Wogan, Ranking Miss P.
Even if you cannot hear my voice, I'll be right beside you, dear.
Jimmy Savile, The Crankies, Chuckle Brothers, Boutros Boutros Ghali. And Rachel.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
8:54. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What do you do?
I'm an art student.
An art student?
Yes.
Does that mean you go to drawing pictures?
Yes, I am.
Where are you?
I'm at home today.
Oh, where's home?
Well, just in Daventry.
Oh, I didn't know where you were from, though. Like, just
I'm sorry.
In Daventry. That's all right. You're very giggly.
I know.
Oh.
I always am.
Now you. Are you up? Are you dressed? Are you still?
Yes,
in
I'm dressed.
Oh, I thought you might be in your PJs.
No, I've just got dressed.
So, what do you wear on a day off, Sarah? As an art student,
I just wear jeans and a top. Really, I just wear anything I just find in the cupboard.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Have you got Doc Martens on?
No, I don't wear Doc Martens.
Are your jeans covered in paint?
No, not actually.
Okay.
These are paint-free jeans.
Paint-free jeans?
Yeah.
Right. In the future.
All right, so what do you think of our feature, Spot the Difference? Well, it's Rachel's feature, it's not mine.
Oh, I think it's good. Yeah.
Well, it's my idea. Yeah, I thought it up.
I'm sure.
All right, so did you spot the difference or differences?
Yes, I did.
Go on, tell me.
Right, first one was a drill, then it was an owl, then it was a dog.
A drill, an owl, and a dog.
Well, let's see if you're right, Sarah.
What's got into you?
I have trouble understanding what goes on inside your...
Yeah, there's the drill.
Me and you are on the same wavelength, Paul.
Don't kid yourself, darling.
Look, if you and Natalie are having
there's
problems,
the
that
owl.
Is not my fault. You
owl.
Need to get over yourself, all right?
Handpipe.
And while you're at it, quit playing the innocent.
Dog!
We're in this together,
dog.
Paul. That's just the way...
Somebody texted in and said two dogs at the end of that, but I thought that was just cruel.
Just one barking twice.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
You've won a great prize.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anything that you'd like?
I don't know.
Within reason. Is there any album you'd like, any DVD or video that you'd like, anything like that?
Well, my DVD collection's slacking at the moment, so...
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations. We'll send you a rubbish DVD that we don't want. Have a good day. Enjoy your
day
off.
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Lovely Sarah from Daventry, our first Spot the Difference winner.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
You know, I deliberately kept that short so I could play a record. I've sort of realised it's a tedious link in a minute.
I know, in a minute's time.
Oh, well, there you go. You'll never know what we were going to play. Well, you will if you're, like, head of music or you come in and have a look at the script. I'll show it to you.
Which one is it?
Bottom one.
Ah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear it. You can hear it again, can't you, probably?
Joe Wiley will play it, no doubt, after 10 o'clock. Is she on today?
Yes.
Really? It's a Monday. She not got the flu?
Snowed in.
After a long weekend in the south of France. Mark and Lard's final week this week. You have to listen from 1 o'clock today and every day. It's the last ever week. I'm going to record it.
Are you?
Yeah, for posterity.
Posterity? It's posterity.
Yeah. Oh, get lost. It's not. So, every day this week from 1. Sarah's back at 3. Dave Pearce has got an Usher special tonight. And I'll tell you why it's special, Dave, before you ask.
Why is it special?
No, I'll tell you.
Right.
He's got an interview with Usher.
Has he?
He's doing a competition to win tickets to see Usher. And... maybe a chance to meet Usher.
It's terrific.
No, it really is special. It's an Usher special. Tonight from 6. Usher's number one, by the way. Usher and Ludacris.
Congratulations, Usher and Ludacris.
Yeah, they'll be tuned in right now. Mm. Usher and indeed...
Ludacris.
Right, Chitty Sling, Dave, how do you get to today's Chitty Sling for Friday's Chitty Sling Bazaar in Playing With Knives?
Knives make up one-third of the cutlery group, along with forks and spoons. Spoons, the DJ, was the winner of the first ever Radio 1 race last week, unlike Alid, who sadly came last.
Last
rhymes with cast. Cast affronted by the charismatic John Power.
Hey.
Power is what you need in your house in order to turn your lights on. On is the opposite of off. Off is a brand of mosquito repellent. Mosquito repellent is used to protect humans from unwanted bites. Bites, spelt with a Y, are synonymous with the world of computers. Computers need screens, as do pubs that specialise in showing live football. Football is the sport of kings. Kings wear crowns. Crowns are worn on the head. Head rhymes with bed. And bed is where you might spend the afternoon if you're enjoying a lazy day. Which links us, predictably, to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Robbie Williams and Lazy Days. But you look confused now, as if your screen in front of you perhaps is showing a different record, totally unlike the one that I've just linked us to.
What if Lazy Days was to link to another Robbie Williams
record? As if someone has stuffed up with the music programming.
Well, I don't know. Why don't we have a Robbie Williams lottery? Your face.
What a shambles.
Lazy days calling to you.
Not as good as our version, but still a top record. You know, the Life Through a Lens album is such a good album, right? It's such a good album. If you've got it and you haven't listened to it for ages, go and get it out later and have a listen. Really good.
I think it's his best album, actually.
What, Life Through a Lens? Really? Clean, Mr. Sheen. Great. Lazy Days, Robbie Williams. Seamless link, Dave?
Yes, I believe so.
One or two thousand text messages saying that isn't racing the sport of kings?
Horse racing?
Yes.
It's a sport of horses.
What? No, but they say it's the sport of kings. Not the
maybe.
I've never heard anyone refer to horse racing as the sport of horses.
But it is, though, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, it's the most popular horse-based sports feature, well, apart from polo. But that's more of a minority thing.
Is it? What about donkeys on the beach?
Technically not a horse.
Right.
You know?
It's got four legs.
Yep, but it's not a horse. It's
really?
Not a million miles away from the horse family, like zebras. Which, interestingly, can never be trained in the same way that horses can. They've tried for years. They can't train a zebra, even though they look like horses, but are black and white.
Why would you train a zebra?
Well, because you might want to, because then you could ride them, couldn't you? You see, but they've tried with zebras.
Why would you want to ride a zebra, Dave?
Why not? In the same way that you might want to ride a horse.
I don't want to ride a horse.
Well,
I don't want
do.
To ride a zebra. I don't want to ride any animal.
Okay.
You obviously do.
Well, I never say never.
I do. Never. You strange, strange man. You should go to the Blue Angel.
Really?
Yeah. £1 a drink and 80s music. Even the most ugly people can pull.
There you go.
You get free drumstick lollipop on the way out from Claire. This is in Liverpool, by the way. We're talking about going to... We're doing the show in Liverpool Friday. So we're going up Thursday night. Simon says you must visit the tea factory and blue, BLW, before ending your night in the best nightclub in the city of Liverpool, the Raz. Come to my house, Chris. Give you a real scouse welcome. No jokes, please. Make you all a pan of scouse. Then go to the best club in the world, Garlands. Read this, JoJo, 18 brunette, double D, 5'11". 5'11 breasts, they're massive.
Which one's 5 and which one's 11?
I don't know.
She'd fall over, wouldn't she?
She must walk like a guy.
She'd lean over.
You've got to go to the Camel Club or do excessive numbers of shooters in bar bars. Enjoy yourselves and watch out. Right. Watch out for the locals in Tracky Chic.
Should have read that first, shouldn't you?
Why?
I don't know.
Anyway, so there you go. They're the options for going to Liverpool. Well, just a few. Well, any ones?
Other options include, well, we had Garlands, obviously, Flanagan's in Matthew Street, Baby Cream at the Albert Dock, the Blue Bar at the Albert Dock.
Baby Cream?
Yep.
That sounds like the kind of place Alan would go to.
Oh, Baby Cream, of course, is a new bar from the Cream
Empire. I use Dove Moisturiser. I like it. It's Dove Body Silk, actually. It's not cheap, but it's very nice on the skin.
Bar mention again, and also for the posh drinkers, Mosquito and the Living
Is Baby Room. Cream like the cream, the night cream,
yes,
the club cream?
The new bar.
What?
Their new bar.
Wow, you know everything. Mm. Well, we're going to be there Thursday night in Liverpool, and we'll do the show Friday morning from the BBC. Nice.
Lovely.
Is there a little music-y thing, Rach, you know, for this week of you not speaking, which means I'm on my own?
Don't know.
Excellent. I'll create one then.
On music, unsigned.
You know, Dave, over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be giving 5 unsigned bands the chance to showcase their music right here on BBC Radio 1.
That sounds like a great springboard towards superstardom.
They've been selected from thousands of demos sent into the One Music site. You can find out about the bands by going to Radio 1
online
and clicking on One Music. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You know, Dave, for all the best new music, from the best unsigned artists, to a one-stop shop of information on the music industry, you can find it all at One Music.
One Music.
Ample free parking, written details on request, 0% APR, open bank holiday Monday.
2, 3, kick.
Today, we're going to play The Room, Tales of New Love.
They're a Cannock band, aren't they?
That's right, they're a four-piece from Cannock in Staffordshire.
That's right.
John is on vocals, Rob is on guitar, T'other John is the drummer, and Stee is on bass. Would you say that's Stee or Ste?
Ste.
Maybe whoever typed this up got a bit bored. Maybe his name is
Staffalabalabalabidus.
Maybe it's just Stee. They're two brothers.
What, the Jevons brothers?
What?
The Jevons brothers.
Yes, Dave, Rob and John. And the song Tales of New Love,
yeah,
is about a bad breakup experience. One of the band members is very bitter about it.
Did you also know that John and Rob's dad was in the 1970s psychedelic band called Love Machine?
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's true.
Did he do anything else?
He was also the bass player during the early days of Slade.
Wow. It's always good to be part of a band in the early days.
Yeah, before they break.
That fellow left Duran.
Yeah. Who was that?
But wasn't Stephen Duffy originally in Duran Duran?
Was he?
As in Stephen Tintin Duffy.
Don't know.
Kiss me with your mouth. Anyway, back to The Room. The last record John bought was Bell and Sebastian's single I'm a Cuckoo. And his first gig was Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine, when he was only 11. Let's Get Tattoos. Remember that record?
Yep.
Great record. So they're going to be playing the Spencer in Coventry on Friday. Although that says Friday the 25th of March.
Not the 25th, is it? 25th is Thursday.
Sometime this week they were playing in Coventry. Who wrote these facts, by the way? Bloody genius, whoever wrote these. So from our unsigned list, 5 bands this week. I will play lots of tracks for you. Tell us what you think of this. And any record company people listening, I haven't heard this yet, but I want you to pay attention. It's your job, everybody in the record industry, in the record companies, it's your job to find fresh UK talent, right? The Americans have had it too good for too long. We need to find more of our own. There are hundreds and thousands of bands out there plugging away. And any MD from any record company, you have to stop what you're doing, unless you're operating heavy machinery. Or operating. You know what I'm saying? You've got to stop what you're doing and pay attention to this. 4 guys from Cannock. They may just be the best signing you ever have. They might be crap, but you've got to
give them a chance.
You've got to give them a chance. All right? Record company people, a fight to the death on who's going to sign them. This is Tales of New Love from The Room. There you go, Tales of New Love by a band called The Room. What do you think?
All right, that, isn't it?
You like that, don't you? John drinks Foster's while the rest of the band love Guinness. Seriously, the researcher who looked into this band, honestly, I really do believe this as well, deserves to be fired.
Just like us, these pop stars, aren't they? Because you drink Foster's and
the band's favourite TV shows are Simpsons. We don't care!
Oh, my favourite band's the Simpsons, I'm going to vote for them.
So there you go, from Canuck, The Room, Tales of New Love. So there's 5 unsigned bands this week, and we'll play another band tomorrow. At about the same time. Is that the same time every day?
Yeah.
Right, okay, cool. 9:16. Rachel has some information for you.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
Wow.
08700 100 100.
That number again?
08700 100 100.
And what's the feature?
Car park catchphrase. You need to have a car.
Yes.
Be in a car park.
Yes.
And be ready to play about just after 9:30.
And what should they do again?
Phone now. 08700 100 100.
Brilliant.
Yeah. 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 If I can't do it, homie.
Deepest Blue, give it away. How does that work, man?
Because we're just talking about the clocks changing, right? Now, obviously, it goes forward in spring, and I think it changes this coming Saturday, but we're just saying why they go backwards in the winter. And I think it's so that the mornings are lighter, which is safer for kids going to school.
So do the clocks go forward or backwards?
They go backwards in the winter, and they go forwards in the summer.
Right, so the clocks are going backwards, what, next week?
No, they go forward next week, because we're going into summer, aren't we?
Well, it's not the summer.
Well, it's getting towards summer.
Well, you said they're getting the summer.
So then the evenings are lighter, and then in the winter, they go backwards, and then it means that the mornings are lighter.
But hang on a second. If the clocks go forward, next weekend, is it? Something like that?
Yeah,
Saturday.
Then 5 o'clock is then 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So is it brighter or darker?
Well, it's brighter for later, isn't it?
It will be lighter in the evenings to start with.
Oh, you are kidding. Hang on a second.
And darker in the mornings. But then in a few weeks' time, it will be lighter in the mornings.
I've been hauling my ass out of bed at 4:30 every morning to do this show, right? And we're just starting to get a little bit of light coming through now at about 5:15. Now you're telling me it's going to be dark again.
Only for a
bloody
few...
Bloody rubbish!
Only for a few weeks, though, Chris.
We've got to start all over again.
Yeah, but all you have to do is just come into work an hour later.
No.
Yeah, all right. But then the other side of that is, oh, but Chris, don't you worry, because it's brighter at night time for longer. I'm going to bed! It's not,
it's not designed for us, is it?
Do you
not
want me to have a word with someone?
Yeah, talk to Tony Blair. Get it banned. Do you know what I mean?
It's not good for us, actually. I'm not really sorted about it.
Also, bearing in mind I average about 4 or 4.5 hours sleep a night, that means when they put it forward, I'll lose an hour.
So soon, when we're going to bed at 10 o'clock, it'll still be light.
What kind of a deal is this? I want my money back. This is rubbish. I've got to change all the clocks in the house. All my watches.
My one in the car is still set on last summer's time. I never change it.
Yeah.
It's good in the summer.
I don't know how to change my clock, so, again, it's right at the moment, but that means I'm going to be out now for the next few months. I'm panicking going to work. Oh, my God! Rubbish! Rubbish!
It's like half-time has just come a bit later, isn't it?
Rubbish!
Half-time has happened a bit later this morning.
Yeah. What do you want to say now? Anything?
You could play a record.
Yeah, we could. Could just talk, though, couldn't we?
No.
I could sing a song.
No. Go on, then.
Somewhere over... I'll play a record. I'll save Somewhere Over the Rainbow for Liverpool Friday morning. Darkness Lovers Only Feeling. Coming up, Black Eyed Peas. And what else should we play, Dave?
So now, what have you got?
Chili Peppers.
That'd be nice.
Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
All right, Black Eyed Peas and Chili Peppers and then Car Park Catchphrase. Right?
Sounds terrific.
Good. Come on, Leeds, tonight. Super Leeds. Leeds, Leeds, Leeds. On, on, on. Can't wait for tonight's game. I'm so excited. I want every Leeds fan to get their ass down to Elland Road tonight and get absolutely behind the boys. I want you to raise the roof that doesn't exist on top of Elland Road. This is going to be the biggest game so far of the season. I wish I was there. I'm actually in two minds to go. Just come back and get like an hour's sleep or something. Massive game tonight, Dave. Fancy it round at ours, couple of beers. Be like Eddie Thurman watching Sex and the City. Pizza and champagne.
I'd love to, but I'm out tonight, sadly.
Shove it then.
Have we got Sky though?
What?
Where I'm going's got Sky.
Oh, there you go. See you there then. Right, Black Eyed Peas and Chili Peppers. Let's get some news and some sport from Dom and Jules. It's 9:32.
The hospital's superbug is hitting children hard. And the time now is 9:35.
Chris Miles is on the air. He's the man with all your needs. He loves to make you happy and he wants to play for Leeds. Because of Chris's voice, you'll wake up feeling smiley. He's thin and strong and dead hard and fancied by Joe Wiley.
Congratulations to everybody on the text messages who spotted our deliberate mistake in our brand new deliberate mistake feature. Congratulations. You win a job in the music department here at Radio 1. There's going to be one available because someone's going to get fired for making a glaringly stupid, obvious mistake. We've already played that.
It's on our Super A-list. Maximum rotation.
Yeah, every 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You want it, you got it. Again and again and again. Have you not just played Deepest Blue already this morning, Chris? Why are you playing this again? Chris, you played this. Where are the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Chris, you played this 3 songs ago. I thought you were playing the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Blah, 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 blah. Whose fault is that? Somebody has screwed up. Because that is what we call in Radio 1 a pre-built seg. So I have no control over it. Making out the Would You Like to the Red Hot Chili Peppers as, you know, a lie. Because it was already pre-built. Although, as it turned out, it wasn't. It was that song again. Deepest Blue, we played Before the Darkness. Then we do the news, then we play Black Eyed Peas and Deepest Blue. What the hell is going on? Seriously, making us now look like a bunch of idiots.
We look like small-time amateurs.
I'm sorry about that. Let's play something else. It's 9:43. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Joe Wiley's here at 10 o'clock. She's got Deepest Blue giving away to play from 10. Oh, no, not again! It was a joke. Shall we just move on and do car park catchphrases?
Let's just forget about the whole incident.
Yeah, until the show's finished. I'm going straight into the music department and someone's going to get yelled at really loudly in front of everybody.
Oh, you're such a bully!
Not that I'm a bully, it's just that I have a problem with people don't do their job properly. Someone will feel the wrath of Rachel later.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Welcome to Car Park Catchphrases. Today done entirely in a Mark and Lard voice to promote their final week on Radio 1 from 1 o'clock, you know. They've still got it. It never left them.
Right, Roy Walker is here, the lovely Roy Walker. Hello, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
I didn't say anything. Anyway, right. Just say thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
That'll do. Tell me who's on line 1, Roy.
Please welcome on line 1, it's contestant number 1.
Contestant number 1, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi Chris, it's Chris and I'm from Northampton!
Hey! What do you do there, Chris?
I'm a sales rep.
For who?
For a company that manufactures sports and play equipment for kids.
What's their names?
ProLudic.
I love that company.
Mm.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah. Are you happy working for them?
I'm very content, thank you very much. Yeah.
There you go. It's the right answer if your boss is listening. I think you do a remarkable job, and I think, you know, without taking the mickey, I think you deserve a little bit more money, or at least a bonus.
Can I have that in writing, please?
Well, I'm not your boss. You can have it in whatever you want. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, hard cash, then.
Okay, all right. See what I can do. What are you driving?
A Vauxhall Astra.
Nice wheels.
Is it
the new one?
Unfortunately not, no.
Right. Is that a company car?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I take it back what you said about your company. Forget the pay rise, just get you a decent motor.
That's what I've been saying for ages, yeah.
Where are you parked, Chris?
I'm just near Blenheim Palace, near Woodstock in Oxfordshire.
I know, it's
lovely
well.
There.
Yeah, very nice.
Have we been there, actually.
Have we?
Yes, you and me.
What for?
And Jamesy Makes Three. We went there that day that we were going to the Grand Prix. That's where we met.
What, that hotel? Mm. Is that what it was called?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Fabulous. We got helicoptered that day.
We did. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to sort of sound flash or anything, but we did get helicoptered in from a small Oxfordshire town into Silverstone.
In an Air Harrods helicopter.
Yeah, and then we spend the whole day being wined and dined in some corporate Vodafone celebrity box.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I thought you were scared of flying. How was that?
The helicopter?
Yeah.
Great.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Getting down with our audience. Mm. Let's hear your horn, Chris.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, it's rubbish. Huh?
Postman, no good.
Postman Pat's van's got a better horn than that. Let's hear it again.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Rubbish.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Rio and I'm from Shrewsbury.
Yay! What's it like being out of work, Rio?
I'm not out of work.
Oh, is it not Rio Ferdinand?
No.
Oh!
And just for the record, it is a girl's name, not a boy's name.
I'm sure Rio Ferdinand will really enjoy you saying that.
Yeah.
Right.
He's banned, who cares?
All right, let's do some lines which you've never heard before. Have you ever danced on the sand?
Possibly.
Right. Has anybody ever asked you that before?
Yes.
They have?
I could reel off the whole list if you want me to.
Go on then.
Were you conceived in Brazil? Are you from Brazil? Etc.
Where do you work, Rio?
In Shrewsbury.
What doing?
A support worker for an older lady.
Oh, lovely.
Nothing half as exciting as that other guy.
What, the guy who designs play and sports areas for kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
I think I deserve a bonus more than he does.
Can I just say, Rio, from only talking to you for about a minute, you sound a little bit angry and a little bit depressed with life.
My husband's going to be sitting in a car park somewhere cringing at me now.
You're what?
My husband's going to be... He sat listening to the radio and he's going to be cringing at me.
How old are you, Rio?
19.
And you're married?
Yeah, and I've got a baby.
Oh, a little girl?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And she's 8 months?
No.
No. How old is she?
She's 17 months.
17 months. And she's called Emma?
No.
Jessica?
No.
Jodie?
No.
Jodie?
I don't know.
She's called...
Tyler.
Tyler, as in Stephen. Tyler from Aerosmith.
Now, hang on a sec, Rio. I think you'll find that Tyler's a boy's name.
Everybody says that.
Because Tyler, and we know a Tyler from the Bare Naked Ladies.
We do.
So, Rio, she's saying that Rio's a girl's name, but then she names her daughter after Tyler. Actually, our mate who drinks in the pubs are Tyler.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he does bathrooms.
Well, yeah, but he's a Tyler.
Yeah, okay.
Is his name not Tyler?
I don't know.
Well, I can't change it now, can I?
Well, you can. We had this conversation the other day. As long as you change it before she starts school...
Yeah, you'll be all right.
There'll be no problems, because you won't have had to register it anyway until then.
I don't want to change it, really. That's why I called it her in the first place.
Right. What are you driving, Rio?
A Silver Corsa.
Nice wheels.
Yeah.
That's a good car for
a girl. It's like a Vauxhall special today, isn't it?
I told Alad on the phone it's a chick car.
I think Corsas are great cars for girls. They are, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you drive one, don't you, Al?
I don't know.
No, you don't. All right. Let's hear the horn then, Rio.
Okay. You ready?
Yep. See, Chris, that's a horn. Do you know?
But mine's two-tone.
Yeah, it is two-tone. You're right.
Let's hear it again, Chris.
Ready?
Rio? I'll tell you, Rio wins for me.
Yeah.
Right, are you ready? Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Rio?
Yep.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of three, good luck to the pair of you.
Her name is Rio and she drives a silver Corsa. His name is Chris and he's in an old Astra.
They're the new lyrics. Right, here we go then. Mr. Fish is in his local shoe shop in town. I think there's a special sale on all their hiking boots. Mr. Fish has found a pair that he likes. He's just asking the assistant what these boots were designed for. Sounded like Rio to me.
It was.
Yes.
These boots are made for walking.
You're right! Well done, my darling.
Thank you.
Come on, Chris.
It's the horn.
Well, I know she does sound very attractive, but she's married with a child. Oh, another great jokes.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is doing a spot of voluntary work with his local blind school. They're on an adventure weekend. They're trekking through the woods. In order that they don't get lost from one another, Mr. Fish is asking the blind students to hold hands and lead each other through the woods. So he's getting one blind person to lead the other blind person so that they all stay Who was that, Dave?
I think that was...
Me.
No, it wasn't. It was Chris.
Let's go for Chris.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
The blind leading the blind?
You're right!
They're never going to get the next one in a million years.
They might. It'll be interesting to find out.
Laugh. Right, one apiece. Whoever gets this is the winner.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Let's do that, Roy. Looks like Mr. Fish...
Chris.
What?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, all right.
We're talking to you.
Yeah. Talking to Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Roy, pack it in. Looks like Mr. Fish is on a lads' camping weekend with Gary Bushell and some other mates. One of Mr. Fish's prized possessions is an antique lighter, which he doesn't want anyone to use. Needs to hide his lighter somewhere so that nobody can find it. And I think, yes, he's trying to hide it under Gary Bushell, who's asleep. Oh, look, hang on, Bushell's woken up. He's not very happy. He's saying that he shouldn't hide his light under him. So I suppose the moral of the story is... don't hide your light under a bushel. It's first come, first served. I think that was Rio.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Don't hide your light under a bush.
Sure.
I'm going to have to give it to Chris.
Don't hide your light under a bushel.
You're a winner.
You're right. Rio, so close yet so far away.
That's not fair.
Well, no, it is fair because a bushel isn't a bush.
Yeah, but I'm a girl and he's a boy.
Yes, but... you're married. You're married and happily so with a beautiful child, and there's no chance of us copping off with you. So you lose. Bye. Right, well done, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
A pleasure, mate. Would you like any prize in particular?
My CD collection's looking pretty dire at the moment, actually.
Right, I can give you a copy of Deepest Blue and give it away.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no worries. I'll sort that out for you.
Thanks ever so much.
All right, have a good day.
And you, mate.
Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Another satisfied customer. Thank you very much, Chris, and thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
All of that, Red Hot Chili Peppers, give it away. Coxie's on at 3 o'clock with no doubt some caller in the background shouting compliments about me. Mark and Lard on their last ever Monday from 1, and Joe Wiley's beautiful. She's next. Come on, Leeds, tonight!
The Chris Morris Show.
£5. Oh, he's a lot of cash.
Junior Fireman! Junior Fireman! It's the final week of Mark and Lard!
Oh no, guys! Oh no! Educated!